would say that rather than focusing on certain positions or policies, as a foundation, we're very eager to have data and facts. We work with partners. We work in all 50 states. And so it's not uncommon that we'd like, if there's something that's a belief, we'd love to turn a belief into something tested. And so we often work with partners to ask questions about best practices or things like that. But there are some things we believe in. I'll give you an example. FAFSA is an application procedure where people who are wanting to go to college can apply for financial aid. We knew from data and facts and working with partners that the process of filling out forms and families who sometimes are in the most difficult circumstances, working with their kids to fill out those forms and apply for that was too difficult and too long. So we worked with partners to simplify FAFSA, to shorten the time and make it easier. Now, that's a really good example of something that no matter where you live in the U.S. and no matter who you are, increases your ability to access a great education.
You do give grants and scholarships and things like that to districts. Can you talk about how that supports sort of this idea of equity?
We've learned if we want to make an impact, and that's our goal, we need to pick our spots. So we specifically select where we want to work by where there is a gap, where we see achievement gaps, and where we see partners and collaborators where there's openness and an interest in working together.
I know you said you don't necessarily take policy positions, but there are some things that states are doing to try to defray the cost of college because it is becoming prohibitive for a lot of students. One thing that Georgia is doing is, you know, trying to enroll more kids in AP classes and dual enrollment programs and things like that so that they can have a little bit less stress. Are you seeing that across the country? Are you seeing districts make those efforts? And do you all support efforts like that?
Let me be really clear on access and affordability. We're all in. What we don't do is we don't specifically take positions on a piece of legislation or someone running for office. Those are the things that we avoid. But we celebrate the efforts like Georgia State and other institutions are making to think about something that's really precious, which is how do you use your time in school?
I'd also love to get your take on something that Georgia State is doing, which is really kind of beefing up their college counseling programs. Do you think that's something that other colleges could benefit from, or is it maybe just something that's specific to Georgia State and its demographics?
I am thrilled to see how Georgia State has tapped into counseling as an aspect of their success in closing the achievement gaps. First of all, terrific success. I mean, they are so to be congratulated. But what I like about how they've thought about this is the specific counseling may be different in your region or your community or a different context, but a universal finding is particularly for people where the achievement gaps have traditionally been the largest, we may underestimate what those students need to succeed in school. And I'll give you an example. When I was chancellor at UCSF, we had medical students, some of whom were the first in their family to go to college, much less to go to medical school. Folks at home always thought they were a leader in their family. They were a leader in figuring out problem solving. They sometimes brought income home to the family. Well, medical school is not a part-time job, as you know. And those students had very specific needs and demands at home that we needed to be aware of. And so Georgia State has tapped into something that really is a universal thing, which is the students for whom achievement gaps may be the greatest may have unique and special challenges that counseling can open up. Different solutions may be possible. But what I love about their counseling stories is they're focused on student success.
I have to ask you, going into Saturday, are you excited, nervous?
You know, having spent 5 years as chancellor, I love graduation. You know, there's few things in life that are so filled with just pure happiness. Graduation is pure happiness. So I love commencement. I'm all about good pomp and circumstance. And yet, I want to make sure I do a great job for all those students and their families. So of course I'll be nervous.